Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Curtis Clinton, not only the author of this podcast, get an A-plus in country, a fine president with 120 million write-in ballots, Curtis Clinton, but I am the best person for the White House. Hello, America. Hello, everyone. Hello, world. Hello, Tink. It is 5:30 here in Northern Virginia this 3rd of August, Wednesday, 2016. I heard an interesting word today. There was a discussion on CNN about campaigning, the elections, and someone mentioned unicorn. They're saying that who is the unicorn to save us from this election? I want to start out by saying I am just a person. I am from us, our population. I am, like many of us, I am not a celebrity. I am not rich, except in family. I'm out of work for a very, 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 very long time, over 20 years. Through no fault of my own, I stood up for a right, and I got fired for it. I stood up for values, and I got fired for it. I stuck to my guns, or I stuck to my integrity. And that expression, you know, I guess we're going to lose some expressions like gay. I remember using gay as enjoyment, as happy and gay. And now, so words do change our society. You can't say certain words now without drawing someone's disdain. I got fired for a number of reasons, but never for lying, stealing, cheating, not doing my job. And I know what it's like to be unemployed without unemployment insurance. I know what it's like not to be among the 5.8% of unemployed in our country. That's what the Department of Labor says. I say they're wrong. I say there's 12, 13, 18% of we Americans, we non-celebrities out of work, including some celebrities. Some actors are not working. Some athletes are not working. I've spoken to you like an ordinary person, like a president, like a leader, like a king, like a counselor, like a coach. I want to give you a very simple example. Stations into the poll booth when you are filling out your ballot. I am injured. Last week I fell down, hurt my knee, and then I hurt it again. And it's taking a whole lot of time for it, the swelling to go away. And so for 3-4 days, I could not work in the yard because I could not get down on the floor and then brace myself up. When I tried to do that a few days ago, I did it off the wrong knee and caused it to get swollen again. And so today, my wife asked me, are you going out in the yard? And I said, yes, so I'm going out in the yard, and then around 4 o'clock, I'll load the car. Need to go to this IPMS meeting, International Plastic Modelers Society. So I got outside and I said, let me clean the car out. Let me empty the car. Let me put the boxes in. Okay? Contrary to what I said, because as I approached the car, I realized that, you know, I could be tired, working in the sun, exhausted for those 2 hours, and then coming back and then having to load the car because I had to. It was my responsibility, obligation. You know, I might feel a little tense, so let me take care of it now because the work I do in the yard, I have to come back to you tomorrow. I can't come back to loading the boxes in the car tomorrow. It has to be done. So I did that first. Then we have a flower bed in the front. We call it the circle bed, where we had a circle of rocks that I laid down. I matched rocks to match profile of a rock. And having cleaned it, more little plants came back, and so it had to be cleaned. And I said, well, I really have to clean from around the inside plants outward. Well, I laid the top down on the outside of the area, not from the inside. And I started to work in and to the right and left. And that was a good approach, because had I worked from the other end, I would then come into some heavy, deep-rooted grasses that I would have to get up and go to the outside to work. And then working on the outside, I was able to work the perimeter, the rim of the rock edging that I put down. And I was able to reach out into our sparse lawn and pull out some clover and other things that were growing. And then starting from the outside in, I was able to clear a path that I could see if I worked from the inside out, and while working from the perimeter of the edging inwards, I cleared some of the inward growth that I would have to take care of. So now I have an easier time with it. What does this mean? It means that I think on my feet. I think at the spur of the moment. I think all the time. Trying to come up with the best action that I could think of, that anybody could think of, that works. I asked my wife to let me know when it was 4 o'clock. She came around 4:20. I kind of knew that it was getting late around 4:30. I thought that when she stops work at 4:30, she'll come out and say hello, and that'll be close enough and still give me plenty of time. So at 5:03, I was up the driveway, having dumped the yard waste, having gone on the back. I then laid out food for wildlife. I then put stuff in the garage. And I packed some of the boxes in different areas because come home or tomorrow when I put these parts, bins, crates back in the garage, I'm going to have to move all the stuff out. So I said, let me not put everything back in that place, because I'm just going to have to move it. It's best that I put the crates in and then fill in behind the crates or in front of the crates. Just common sense. And that's what we need in the White House. You would think that we have that in the White House. You'd think that what may be coming into the White House with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and I could tell you, far from it, no way. Because, you know, common sense is just that. It's common. It's not celebrity sense. It's not high-powered business sense. It's not high-powered political sense. It's common. It's grounded from the ground up. It's grounded with everyday experience, everyday ugly experience, terrible experience. And let me say right now, you, we are related. We share the same DNA. We share the same DNA. We are relatives. We share daily numerous adversities. You can name them. We share daily numerous ailments. I'll name one. A tight Achilles, a sprained or a swollen knee, and an achy back and hip. And a large left toe loose digit. And we share daily numerous aspirations. I wish I could hit the lottery tonight. I'll still be able to give some away, but we are in such a hole because of crimes committed against us, because of illegal activities committed against us. We've been victimized so badly that we've suffered since 1999. That's 17 years of being injured, of living without a basement, of living without a garage, living without a dining room, a family room, a living room, living with a overrun, grown yard? Do you think it doesn't hurt? Do you think it doesn't take something out of you? And today I was proud of myself because I cleaned up an area. I cleaned 15 feet of edging. And I cleaned 8 square feet of overgrown heavy grasses. And I pulled out maybe 40 feet of Bermuda wire grass or goose grass, like what was told to me, now corrected to Bermuda grass, wire grass. It's 5:41. Maybe I should read to you what I wrote today, because then maybe you could best know who I am. And if you know who I am, then guess what? You will have no difficulty trying to do a write-in ballot come November. Remember, I am not a politician. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. So guess what? If I am from neither party, both parties gain a fair person in the White House. All Democrats that are upset with Hillary Clinton, all Democrats who were with Bernie Sanders, even Democrats for Hillary Clinton. Deception, I come without a lie. And so Democrats in Congress, when trying to do something good, I'm with you. And Republicans, when trying to do something good in Congress, I'm with you. Republicans, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not Donald Trump. I'm not Hillary Clinton. I don't have a running mate because it doesn't make sense to have a running mate because I'm not on TV. You don't know me. But I give you an option. I give you a choice. So what did I write today to accompany my profile, which is seemingly a daily whatever, and I didn't mention a few things. And so maybe I should start with that. The Chicago Cubs beat the Seattle Mariners. They were down 6-0. The Cubs came back to win. It was one of the best managerial bulls of the year. Beautiful. Just wonderful. The Yankees are stuck with Alex Rodriguez and his $20 million salary this year, next year. Why did the Yankees throw $40 million away at someone? Why can't teams have a contract when they find that somebody is a drug addict or has done something wrong, say, hey, you're not worthy, but see, you and I have to take urine tests and maybe often on the job. But when Alex Rodriguez takes urine tests, he just misses a year of baseball, and then the following year he gets his $20 million, which means he got $10 million for sitting home doing nothing. We don't get $10 million. I want to change that. I want to bring recognition to that stupidity, insanity. Why should ball players make more money than people who matter? Teachers, emergency medical responders, firemen, yes, police officers who don't shoot people, tears. Why don't volunteers get money? They do good work. You know, some rich people do some good work, and some don't. But even rich, $10 million for playing baseball, if you give $10 million away, that's not good. Baseball is not surgery, life-threatening conditions. So that's something that I wanted to just mention. So I'm going to read what I wrote, and you could judge who is worthy of the White House. Two individuals who shame themselves every time they step up to the mic or to a platform and speak to the general public as a Republican or a Democrat. Donald Trump, disdainful. Hillary Clinton, untrustworthy. So here's what I wrote. If you wish to listen, look out, America. Not just at my spelling. Look at what you are doing in 2016 in the presidential elections and in your lives. Lives matter. Even embryo lives. Our children's lives matter. Our parents' lives matter. Our neighbors', classmates, co-workers, friends, and others do. So why does it not matter to you to select a person to our White House that knows what matters and has for 8 years worth and more? I can't tell you who to vote for. I can point out that 120 million 2016 presidential write-in ballots. There's a spelling error. How come my spelling checked it? I was going to put not just my spelling checker, or not just my spelling because of my spelling checker. I don't want to do that. I don't want to blame something. My spelling checker missed an improper spelling of write-in. See? I mean, it goes without saying. I look for the highlighted area in an essay, in what I write, in the paragraph. It doesn't show. I say everything is fine because I have a continuous spell checker that looks and corrects as I type. It didn't do it that way that time. I can point out that 120 million 2016 presidential write-in ballots will outperform anything that you do this year other than giving birth and getting married and those other special things that matter most to you. This presidential campaign features a bad lot, Rotten Tomatoes, damaged goods. To achieve the White House on personal wealth is a far worse thing than we can ever let happen. Yet, we succumb to it often. Where are the good days? I represent some of the good days and some of the better days. I lead to give us better living, coexisting, friendship, companionship, over blame and shame. I will seek fairness, justice, accountability, responsibility for all to the right amount to relieve the anguish and betrayal found in the courts, streets, neighborhoods, and countries. I can be a very good commander-in-chief because I was a lowly soldier and saw upwards as a round past my ear. I know good business and business legislative sense. I am here for you to hear and do something about all the bothersome, troublesome, threatening you-know-whats around us. Some of the ridiculous, A-Rod getting 20 million this year and next. Some of the serious, all shootings. Some of the shameful, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton nominated by millions of Americans. We have lost value, a sense of it, in its rightful place among us. And my spelling checker didn't see the missing L. I love this. Fortunately, before something goes to press, there will be somebody checking it. But I'm a one-person everything. I'm a one-person campaign. I don't have a campaign manager. I don't have campaign pollsters. I don't need money. Word of mouth is good enough for me. You ever tell somebody about somebody, hey, you know, word of mouth, usually a good thing. You know what else I'm going to do as president? This is a gift. You ever get those mailings to our neighbor, to our friends, to our valued customers, other than to you, your name, Mr. and Mrs. You ever get that? I get that. Didn't you want not to get that? Didn't you call this hotline against mail and prank phone calls? Well, guess what? It doesn't work. You call this freedom of speech? Well, you have a freedom to speech of saying, I don't want this crap. Well, if I'm president, then I'm mail. And before you think, oh, we're going to bankrupt the Postal Service And we're going to deny people their marketing right. Well, let me say this. How many advertisements do you get from a dentist? Smile. Come to, you know, people are trying to earn a business, start a business, run a business. They send out flyers, placards, laminated things to our neighbor, to our valued customer, to our friend. But we're not friends. We may be neighbors, and we're not valued customers. There are ways to advertise and save money. Businesses advertise and waste millions of dollars. You would think, oh, the advertising agencies are going to lose money. I worked for an advertising agency. Do you see some of the ads on TV today? There's one for CarMax where somebody is supposedly carving out a cougar or a leopard or a tiger or something. There's another word, panther, out of wood, a chainsaw, and says, we won't come at you. And then he turns to the sculpture and he growls back at it. Is that a smart commercial? I asked my wife. She said, you know, I said, I don't like it either. There are good commercials out there. I like the one where somebody lets go a snowball down the hill and then it comes down. Okay, fine. It comes into a big avalanching snowball, crushing or jumping over or hitting a neighbor who was nasty or something. Yeah, it's kind of funny. So there are good commercials. The Amazon Prime dog commercial with this dog limping and a guy walking in this dog following. I would have made that commercial a little better. I would have had this person walking and then this dog picking up this person walking slowly enough to be able to follow it. And then incidentally, this person turns and sees this dog and, oh, okay, keeps walking and turns around. I could have made that commercial better. And the song is one that I think Lee Marvin sang in Cat Ballou. And I think I'm very right on that. And how stupid is Trump's surrogates? You know, Mr. Khan has a marvelous vocabulary. He used words the other day that I haven't used in a very long time, malign. I was going to use it today, but it's his word for now. I'm going to let him keep it for now. To have a spokesperson to Donald Trump say, well, then Khan died and, under President Bush's administration. And if you think President Bush Sr. and President Bush Jr. were good, how come we got snarled in Iraq and Iran? And here's something about our president. You want Hillary Clinton, who is another President Obama, you want? Oh, and before I get to go, here's what I wrote today. 2016 Democrats, get me on TV. 2016 Independents, get me on TV. 2016 Republicans, get me on TV. And I want you to remember something. Hillary Clinton has taken two oaths. She lied after taking them. And you want her to take another? Are you crazy, stupid, insolent, or don't care about truth, honesty, and frankness? I do. I should be your president of the people and not a president of politics. There was some news in the Daily News. I ask you to read it because if you do, you'll whatever. Here is an article from the Washington Post Internet. Obama's Iran debacle looks worse and worse. The Obama administration secretly organized an airlift of $400 million worth of cash to Iran that coincided with the January release of four Americans detained in Tehran. According to U.S. and European officials and congressional staff briefed on the operation afterwards, wouldn't euros, Swiss francs, and other currencies were flown into Iran on an unmarked cargo plane, according to these officials. The U.S. procured the money from the central banks of the Netherlands and Switzerland. With a straight face, administration officials declared that there was no ransom paid. As we made clear, the negotiations over the settlement of an outstanding claim were completely separate from the discussions about returning our Americans home, State Department spokesman John Kirby said. Nevertheless, U.S. officials also acknowledged that Iranian negotiators on the prisoner exchange said they wanted the cash to show that they had gained something tangible, that they wanted the Iranians to think it was ransom. America, this is President Obama. This is a Democrat. This is part of the Democratic Party. This is Hillary Clinton. I think you got a problem, Democrats. If you support your party this year in this election, you're asking for trouble. Divorce yourself from your party. Resist your party's overtures. Hillary Clinton, a good person, right? She's buying the presidency. Friends, it was mentioned on CNN today at around 4:35-ish. Hillary Clinton, friends of businesses and to Wall Street. That's why she's not releasing her speeches that paid her hundreds of thousands of dollars. She's a con artist. She is a Ponzi scheme, all unto herself with her husband, President Bill Clinton, who lies. Where else is there such a seed of lies? My wife doesn't lie. As far as I know it, my kids don't lie. I know I don't lie except to my wife. Today I'm going to play the raffle, and if I see a model that I like, that I think I would like to have, I'm going to buy it. Last time I bought a model, I didn't tell her that I did. I told her what I won, but I didn't tell her that I bought a model. Okay? Because I don't think I could yell that. Will you, the American people, yell at me? I don't think so if I don't lie to you. If I don't do anything behind your back. If I do everything in front of you. And besides, if you put me in the White House, you're telling yourself and me that, yes, keep up what you've been saying. Keep up what you said you were going to do. Keep that up, because that's why we want you in the White House. Because you said you're going to clean up. You're going to clean up Congress. You're going to clean up the government. You're going to clean up front lawn, the backyard, in addition to cleaning out the house, of course. Will I be throwing some people out of work that don't do their job? Yes. And I'm going to be putting people in those jobs, people who are unemployed. I'm going to put in college graduates. I'm going to intern high school seniors. You want a job? You work for it. You do a good job, not only do you keep it, get a raise. We are going to have to change a lot of things. And $15 minimum wage, it can't happen right away, but it could happen in some things that we do. Do you want hamburgers at your hamburger restaurant to cost $17? Do you want your restaurant platters to go for $98 and make the dining experience only accessible to rich people? America, I am Curtis Clinton. I am really nobody, but I am the best somebody for the White House. I say this because of what I can do, what I want to do, what needs to get done, and nobody else has the guts or the mouthpiece to say what I wish you would do. Be well, see to it. 120 million write-in ballots for Curtis Clinton. Unicorn, good day.